The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products and makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns. Securities are offered through WFG Investments Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Mark Manila is a registered representative of WFG Investments Incorporated. Integrity Investors is not affiliated with WFG Investments Incorporated. When we begin to see that every decision we make not only impacts our lives today, but also has eternal significance, it becomes clear that personal finance is more than money. Welcome to More Than Money with your host, Mark Manila. Please join us as we explore personal finance from a biblical perspective.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Mark Manila, your host. Glad you're with me today. And Daniel, welcome to the show.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
And I noticed, Daniel, you brought a special guest in with you today.
Ah, yes, I did. And this is somebody who is a Christian. She's a businesswoman for Back to Basics Christian Bookstore. She's my friend on Facebook. And she's a mother. And she's a wife. And she's also running for a state office here in the state of Missouri. She is running for lieutenant governor under the banner of the Constitution Party.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot.
Just saying Christian businesswoman is a lot.
And don't forget the fact that she is also a mother and a wife. So let's welcome Cynthia Davis to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're glad you're with us. And you're running for lieutenant governor?
Mm-hmm, right.
I thought I said that wrong.
No, it's perfect.
Yep. She's running for lieutenant governor under the banner of the Constitution Party.
Thanks for that, Daniel. Hey, tell us a little bit why you're doing this.
Well, I started off with my husband and I asking, what's something O'Fallon needs that it doesn't have that would raise the moral fiber of our community?
Okay.
And we came up with this great idea, let's open a Christian bookstore. That was back when we were in our 20s, and yeah, Now we're in our 50s. But we'd only been open a few years when the city government made a really bad decision. They decided to shut down Main Street so they could widen it. And it caused some huge problems with the businesses in O'Fallon. Yeah, we were devastated. They put signs out on Interstate 70 that said, O'Fallon closed, use alternate routes. And that was for 12 weeks before Christmas.
Wow.
So there's a principle that works every time, and that is the quickest way to bring people together is to take bread off their tables. And sure enough, that's what happened. And it was the beginning of the O'Fallon Business Association.
Okay.
And I went out of curiosity, salt and light in my community, in my culture. I didn't think I could do anything to fix the road being shut down, but I wanted to interact with my business colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and of all surprises, they appointed me to be the chairman of the legislative committee. So I asked the question, what's a legislative committee? And they said, all you do is go to the Board of Aldermen meetings and report back to us what they're going to do to ruin our lives next.
Oh.
So I did. I went. And at the time, I didn't really even know who my elected officials were. But I think I was more typical of most people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at the nameplate and looked at their faces until I got it memorized. And after doing this for a solid year and giving my report every month, at the end of my report 1 month, I came back and I said, you know what, folks, we cannot change the tone of city government until we change the people in those seats.
Right. There you go.
They are too anti-business. They don't get it, and they don't want to get it. And that's what the ballot box is for. How can we make things better unless we engage to that level? So I did. I ran and got elected to 5 terms on the O'Fallon Board of Aldermen. But then while I was there, I discovered the real problem is state government. So after doing 4 terms in state, I found out, no, it's the federal government. But the truth is, all governments have the same problem. They tend to be greedy,
yeah,
and seek to extract the maximum possible. And it happens on local, it happens on state, it happens on national. And if nobody is out there trying to protect the taxpayers and the businesses, we're all going to get the shaft and we're not going to be happy with what we see. Yeah, it'd be more comfortable to just run your own business and leave them to run the government. But you know what? We're not living in a day and age where you can trust that the people in office have our best interest at heart.
No, you can't. And we've seen that over and over again, especially over the last 3 years or so. I noticed from the federal to the state down to the local, it's been pretty rough. I mean, there are some good people in government. You've met them. I've met them. You know, but They get pushed under the bridge. They get minimalized by the media. I'm really concerned about business and the environment for business in Missouri right now.
Well, the problem is they get these people who are representing us get elected, and then their first goal is how to get reelected. And as long as that's their mission, and many of them start off well-intentioned, but you know what? It defies the process, and it perverts the reason why people are there anymore. And if they're not there to protect the innocent taxpayers, then what else do we have left? So you have good reason to be concerned about the business environment. For one thing, the Democrat governor proposed a budget that was $1 billion less than what the Republicans actually passed. Now, when stuff like that happens, it should make us all sit back and say, what? How does that happen? When I got elected, the budget was $18 billion, and when I left 8 years later, it was up to $24 billion. Mm. Now, how does, with Republicans running both the House and Senate, and everyone, when they run, in my area at least, says,
saying they're fiscally conservative.
Yep, I'm going to pare down government. I'm for limited government, and I'm for fiscal responsibility. Well, we're seeing none of that.
Yeah, just telling the people what they want to hear, pretty much.
Where is that fiscal responsibility now that you're in office? I'll tell you what happens is people want to dole it out to the special interest groups. In fact, there's an old famous quote you'll only hear if you're in the Republican caucus budget meetings. But what they say is every line item in the budget has a friend. And you can't really easily say, well, we don't like you, because then it comes with a whole host of people who are begging and pleading, and what nice people we are. We want to give them what they want, but we've gone way outside the bounds of government and its proper function. So the best way to
I think that's a good place to really, mm-hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt you,
please,
but that line there was the perfect line. They're running way outside of their original function. Their function wasn't to give anything to anybody. Their function was to create an environment for commerce to protect the people.
Well, government is like a river. If you can imagine the Mississippi River or the Missouri River, a river is a beautiful thing. It has wildlife, and it's fun. You can see boats go up and down it, and it's great, and it has a purpose. But when the river floods and grows outside its banks, then we see a destructive force that actually hurts people. Mm-hmm. And the water in the flood water is putrid, and it becomes toxic. And like government cannot, we have to limit it within its banks so that it won't become destructive to us.
Okay, but now you're saying the exact same things that everybody else who runs for office does. So how can one of our listeners say, Cynthia, why are you any different?
Well, I have a plaque to prove it. The whole time
a
I
plaque?
When I was in office, the legislators who win the awards are people who dole out money to the special interest groups.
I see.
And they do get their offices lined with plaques and trophies. I didn't get any of those. But you know what? I won an award for being the most constitutional legislator in the state of Missouri.
Woohoo.
And what's special?
And who presented that?
That was by the Locke and Smith Foundation, which is named after John Locke and Adam Smith.
Okay.
Adam Smith,
sure,
the founder of modern economics. And really, I'll tell you the secret to winning it. You look at every bill that comes across your desk and ask just one simple question. Does it grow government bigger or does it make it smaller? Now, the second question I would ask is, does it cost the taxpayers more money or less money? But you know what? They're both the same question, because
sure,
anything that grows government bigger is going to cost us money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a matter of fighting against it because it's intrusive. And there will always be people begging, can you grow government bigger because of
sure,
this?
Sure. Can you give me another handout? Can you help me stay home longer? I don't want to have to go back to work.
That kind of
thing. I'll tell you, this really irritated me. I run a business. I pay my taxes. I do everything as best as I can. And I get a letter from the IRS saying I've been fined for underpayment of my payroll taxes. And I'm saying, how could that be? I'm using great software that is updated continuously with the laws. Mm-hmm. I paid it on time. It says, because you didn't pay the interest that Missouri assigned to you to pay for the money they borrowed from the federal government to extend unemployment benefits.
Unbelievable.
I wasn't notified. And then I was fined and taxed. Every business owner in Missouri has to pay interest on the loan from the federal government to extend unemployment to Missourians, because Missouri decided to go beyond what they could afford to pay Missourians.
Just passing on the buck.
Yeah.
And if you ask any legislator running for office, why did you do that to us, they probably don't know a thing about it.
And here's the deal. I shouldn't have to pay interest on any loan I didn't sign for. I think this is disgusting that they would sign and say, I am signing as a representative of Missouri for everybody in Missouri to take on this debt. I mean, this is one of those that hit home directly when you hear the Republicans and the independents all talking about, you know, all this debt that we're being laden with. This is hitting home right here, right now. It's every business owner in Missouri is having to pay this interest as part of their payroll tax. This isn't payroll. Nobody's working that got that money. It isn't payroll. It's a handout. It's a give me. And I don't even get to deduct that, you know, so...
A perfect illustration. Actions speak louder than words. So when you're seeing government in the last few years become more oppressive and intrusive and expensive, something is wrong. Now, if we lived in Illinois, I would totally understand because they're run by Democrats, so they expect to lose every day. They're going to lose every battle because they can say the Democrats are running the state. I don't expect that in Missouri. Not here. When it's run by a Senate and a House that all claim to be Republicans with a supermajority, what gives?
Yeah, what gives? It's a good question. So why do you think you should be Lieutenant Governor? Why do you think you would do better than anybody else?
Well, it's time for a champion of the taxpayers and of our values more than anything. Yeah. We're not getting that right now. In fact, I don't know. Did you vote in the election last February, the presidential primary?
No.
I did.
You did? Okay.
I mean, I did, but I went as an independent, so there was nothing to vote on.
Well, here's what you did. That vote, you can have the satisfaction of knowing that the state of Missouri just spent $22 for you to vote, and that cost all of us $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, why did we do that when it was a bogus primary? I'm talking about February 7th.
Because the caucuses were the things that mattered. The primary was just basically a beauty contest.
There was no sensitivity to the price because the money wasn't coming out of the wallets.
Was that money just for the primaries?
Yeah, the election. Yeah. And it paid for the election.
Wasn't there a couple of bills on the ballots?
This was the one they did back in February.
I might have been confused.
Okay. You're fine. Hey, I will guide you. Let me be like Moses guiding you out of Egypt because I got this whole thing done. Let me explain one thing. We have to have some fiscal restraint. And even though we're in a Republican state, it's not still happening. And the lieutenant governor did not break the tie. And there was a vote that took place last fall on shall we do that primary and spend $7 million, yes or no. And they came to a tie vote. And if the current lieutenant governor had broken the tie, it would have saved us $7 million. Now, maybe $7 million doesn't mean much to you, but it does to me. And it's stuff like this that happens, and you ask, what? Why don't we have a lieutenant governor who's going to engage a little more in the public debate and use the platform of the office to help raise the iron shade and let the sun shine in? Because I believe people will make better decisions when they have a chance to know what's actually happening with their government.
Yeah, a lot of people will.
So we can have study groups in my office, and we can actually explain. I can't tell you how many times they would ring the bell and open the board, and the legislators would come running in from all corners of the chamber, and they'd vote quick, red or green, based on how their friends were voting, and then they'd turn around and say to me, now, what did we just vote on?
Oh, my goodness.
So that happens in Missouri.
Yeah, that's not even funny to
me. So they're not even reading what they're voting on?
To me, that is disgusting, and anybody who would do that, I mean... Not only should they not be reelected, but they should be ran out of government during their term.
Well, I mean,
that's total irresponsibility. You know, don't vote if you don't know what you're doing.
And I had a front row seat. In fact, I was in the ring because I was a floor whip. That's why people frequently would turn to me. But, you know, ultimately they would try and stay under the umbrella of the protection of the party, knowing the party will be there for them. And when you mix so many issues into one bill, you ultimately come up with a reason why people can vote for or against it for any reason because it's so complicated. But what we can do is unpack these bills. Right now, there are, out of 197 legislators, there are only a handful that are in leadership, and the rest are rank and file. And they're left out in the cold frequently with what leadership is taking our the direction our state is headed. And so I think we can do a whole lot more. I, as the lieutenant governor, will be the designated driver in the room full of drunks. We can shine the light. We can help people. We will. And that's what it's going to take to get our government back on track, because all governments are going off the track right now. The economy's worse than ever. You know, it's like a doctor looking at the patient. He can see certain symptoms that things aren't going well. And our pulse and respiration are pretty slow right now, and we've got some negative signs. But we in Missouri owe it to the rest of the, not only the state, but the entire nation, to watch what we're doing and let us demonstrate how true fiscal conservatives can run their state. And in this election, I wouldn't have gotten to be on your ballot in November if I weren't on the Constitution Party ticket. So I'm the only candidate who's been endorsed by Missouri Right to Life, and the others are unendorsable. Now that makes us.
And who are your? Who else is running?
That would be Susan Monty and Peter Kinder.
Okay.
And when Missouri Right to Life, really, they made a bold and daring statement to say we're going to recommend that this year that you vote for the Constitution Party candidate, and that speaks volumes as to what we're doing and our integrity. And just to boil it down even to an economic level, what happened a few months ago with Mosaira was when the Missouri State Legislature said, we will do tax credits, and you probably have talked about how smart those are of an idea. And the problem with it is they opened a door for them being used for human cloning. And the legislator said, no, we won't really use it for human cloning because we have a gentleman's agreement. When is the last time a gentleman's agreement worked? So Missouri Right to Life said to them, if you're really not going to do it, then why don't you put an amendment that says, but it cannot be used on human cloning? And the legislature refused to put the amendment on it. So I say we called their bluff. Let's get people with integrity who are willing to actually take care of the people. And you can go to VoteCynthia.com to see all the rest of the stories.
What's different between you and Peter Kinder?
Well, I'm engaged in the process, and I've seen it from the inside. And I don't go to strip clubs.
Oh, okay.
That implies Peter does.
I don't go to strip clubs. Just take it for what it is. And it comes down to we have a real dearth of people with integrity, and we need to raise the moral fiber. We need to be authentic. We need to be who we are. And, yeah, it's hard for the honest guys to get money for their campaigns, but we are in a different day and age today. We have got the internet. We've got ways for people to inform themselves. So people don't have to just vote for whoever's the slickest politician anymore. They can vote for whoever actually resonates with their values. And when we get our message out, we win. I was down in Cape Girardeau a couple weeks ago and they had about 150 people there and took a straw poll at the end, and I won. Because it's a message of liberty, and that was in Cape Girardeau, where Peter Kinder's from. So we need to give people hope that you don't have to live like this anymore. You don't have to take the same old government that's been treating you badly, and I call it voter violence. You've heard of domestic violence, and domestic violence is where you have a couple that gets into a fight, the police gets called, and they come, take pictures, they see a fat lip and a black eye. But by the time they get to court, everybody kisses and makes up.
And your other opponent is?
Susan Monty.
And what's different between you and her?
She's not pro-life.
Okay, and that's a big point.
And articulates the Democrat ideals.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people are concerned, well, can we elect somebody who's not a Republican or a Democrat? And the answer is, oh, yes, you can.
Yeah, so why did you choose the Constitution Party? Is it just because they already had their people in order, or what?
The platform of the Constitution Party is everything you and I believe. It's about limited government, fiscal responsibility, personal responsibility, and those are the values that we have held all along. And yet, if the Republican Party's goal is to grow government bigger, despite what their platform says, then it's time to be smart and say, how do we actually affect change and help the culture along? Had I run as a Republican, I wouldn't have been on the ballot in November. that's what's happening, is you're seeing them pick off all the good people in the August primaries, and then we get down to November, and your choice is bad or worse. Well, you know what? Bad or worse is not going to fix things.
Yeah.
We got to, now the choice is bad, worse, or excellent.
Yeah, well, I was going to say is that, yeah. You know, you and I both know that the Republicans and the Democrats, the R's and the D's, they're basically the same team.
Yeah, two wings of the same bird flying the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So why are we going to take this anymore? And that goes into the voter violence thing. They say one thing, and then it's just till the election. And like having a court date, they know that after November 6th it will be too late, and you're stuck with what you get. And so they try and play nice now, and then we're going to pay the price later, and we'll get more of the same.
Hmm. Well, very good. So you decided wrong. What makes you think that you have the quality, though, to be a lieutenant governor, the skill set?
Okay, let me talk to you about the skill set. The lieutenant governor has all the duties of very little until the governor leaves the state or cannot fulfill his term. So if I win lieutenant governor, you're probably not going to see the governor ever leave the state of Missouri. You will see such a huge difference when you see somebody constitutional in that position and shine the light on what actually constitutional means. Frankly, you're not going to feel a bit of difference whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, because the Democrat's going to make the Democrat Party look good. The Republican's going to be focused on making the Republicans look good.
Yeah.
You will see a big difference if it's somebody constitutional. How else are we going to hold them all accountable?
Well, they're going to see you at waiting at the gates, and they're going to want to change their thinking and their strategy just a little bit.
Accountability is going to give us better government than we've ever seen before.
Yeah, accountability is the bottom line on it. Most people will, if they have the information, vote the right way. You know, I believe most people will vote for the betterment of society, and even if it meant a little hardship on themselves. The problem is we're not getting the information. The problem is that there's not enough information. It's all misinformation that's coming out of Jeff City, out of D.C., out of everywhere. I read every day so much stuff, and I go back and do the studies and find out this isn't true. This has been spun. This isn't true. And I think the average person says, I don't have enough time to study all this. If we just had some honest people in, just some honest people who spoke the truth, that would do it. Otherwise, they're not going to be involved in politics if we can't find an honest person to be there. And it might as well start in Missouri.
Let us do an experiment, not only for Missouri, but for the entire country, because everybody's watching and they want to know, are we really the show me state? Are we really in favor of freedom? And the message of liberty is a wonderful one that works all the time. I actually moved here 28 years ago from Massachusetts, and I know what oppression is. I know what Missouri is, too, and it's great to be here, and I look forward to it.
Missouri's a great state. I love it.
Thank you.
I love St. Louis, too, and you know, I've moved away many times, but I've always moved back, and there's certain reasons why, and maybe we'll talk about that on another show. But, Dan, I want to thank you for bringing Cynthia in today, bringing your friend with you, and so our listeners could hear that there are alternatives to just the mainstream river that's overflowing its banks, and that maybe somebody would like to get it back down to size. Thank you for joining us, Cynthia.
It's a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you again.
God bless.
For information about this show or to speak with Mark personally about your finances, call Mark Manila at 314-212-1404. That's 314-212-1404. The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products. It makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns. Securities are offered through WFG Investments Incorporated, member FINRA, and SIPC. Mark Manila is a registered representative of WFG Investments Incorporated. Integrity Investors is not affiliated with WFG Investments Incorporated.
Hey, we're going to do a restaurant survey here in St. Louis. So, what's your name?
Devin.
And Devin, if you were hungry and you wanted to go someplace to eat, where would you go?
My choice is Cafe Agape.
Cafe Agape Express. Well, thank you. And so, what's your name?
Dana.
And if you were hungry right now, where would you want to go to eat?
I want to go to Cafe Agape.
Cafe Agape Express. Huh, a lot of people like Cafe Agape. Hey, young man, what's your name?
I'm Joseph.
Well, Joseph, if you were hungry right now, where would you want to go to get something to eat?
Cafe.
Cafe Agape Express. Great. Thank you, Joseph.
Cafe Agape Express.